It's great to be back in Columbus.
Ah, the Prez. Stumping in Ohio, one of those battleground states. Joe Biden is VP, and Paul Ryan, the VP for Mitt Romney's side of the deal on the Republicans' ticket. They were in Iowa trading barbs. The barbs will soon turn into debates. Americans debating whether or not they want Mitt Romney to change the scene at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or stick with the incumbent, Barack Obama. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to filmmaker Steve Bannon. He's written and directed The Hope and the Change. It's a 60-minute movie that's going to air in a couple of different cable stations, networks, etc., across the United States, and it'll air in at least seven battleground key areas. And most of the movie centers around the excitement over Obama, the people who were excited to vote for him back in 2008, and how they've changed their minds. So not hardcore Republicans, conservatives, or Tea Party folks, but Democrats. They said they went through focus groups, found hardcore Democrats who were disillusioned. So The Hope and the Change. All right, speaking of The Hope and the Change, Mitt Romney gets into some controversy, not even knowing it, being blindsided once again. Here's what happened. After he was anointed the one officially back in May, he was at a closed-door fundraiser in Boca Raton, Florida. At that fundraiser, he said a couple of things off the cuff when he was talking. It seems as though it was during a question-and-answer session. If you listen to him, it sounds like that, and he has now said that that's what it was. But anyway, it explodes, goes viral, and he was asked if he was worried that he had offended the 47% of people he mentioned in the statement that he said that was taped in that fundraiser. And he said that it's not elegantly stated. I'm speaking off the cuff in response to a question, and I'm sure I could state it more clearly in a more effective way. But he didn't back down in any way, shape, or form from what he had said in the video. And in the video, he clearly talks about people who are not, who don't pay taxes, who are living off of the government. Excuse me. This is what happens when you get a cold. And that was off the cuff, by the way. And so in the stuff that ultimately was released, in the comments that people are still talking about, they're talking about, whether or not he really understands how the middle class feels. Does he really get it? Or, you know, is he only about wealthy people? And that's why he was making those comments to the people in that room. I think he honestly, it was off the cuff. And I think he was talking about how he feels. I think that was the real Mitt Romney. I've said this before, but clearly you get a different kind of candidate. It's the same with anyone who's running now. They have to be so, I guess, propped up and polished and everything else that often the words that they're using might not be the words that they would use themselves. And this is sometimes where I think the problems come in, because it's not how they would talk. It's not how they would phrase something. So, you know, that's what we're mostly getting instead of the unfiltered version of the candidate. And this is why we run into more problems. But is it a problem for you in hearing what Romney said via hidden camera? Somebody taped it, in other words, in this room, secretly taped him, gave it to Mother Jones, and then they pushed it out there. So these secret recorded videos of Romney at the fundraiser show him saying that nearly half of Americans pretty much will vote for President Obama because they're dependent on government support. So 47%, this was his statement, believe they are victims. Does this count Romney out for people who are undecided, people who are in those battleground states where it's not clear which direction they'll ultimately vote, even if they've leaned one way before or the other? Romney tried to explain it. I gave you a little bit of that explanation when he was asked about it on Monday, and he talked about it being a question and answer session and said that, no, he wouldn't. The way he said it wasn't, what did I say, elegantly stated, but he doesn't take his comments back. He says there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent on the government, who believe that, meaning Obama, and that they're victims, who believe that the government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing. So we know these numbers. We just talked about them. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center said that for 2011, 46% of households are going to end up owing nothing in federal taxes. But if payroll taxes are counted, the number of non-payer households drops to 18% in 2011. So adding to the argument about entitlement, Romney threw in that his job is not to worry about those people. Sometimes it's about how you say it. There used to be an old radio contest that was called The Phrase That Pays. It definitely wasn't the phrase that paid for Romney, but I don't think it'll sink him either. Stacy in Mississippi, hello.
Hello?
Hello, you've got the floor right at the top. Use your words wisely.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I went to a restaurant the other day. One of these restaurants, everybody drives a car in. That's their each their vehicle. I'm not gonna call the name of it. I was driving out, and I see this lady driving this high-dollar Cadillac, and on the back window's got a sticker that says Obama Biden. I go to drive by, and I said, "No, I can't pass it up." And I used to be as passed as a Democrat. I'm not anymore because of Obama. But anyway. She had two children in there, and I backed up, and I tooted my horn, and she looked at me, and I said, "Ma'am, you see that sticker you got on the back?" She said, "Oh, Obama Biden?" She said, "Yes." I said, "When I got home, I'd take me a razor blade and take it off." She says, "Why?" I said, "You see those two children riding with you? Look like you're 7, 8 years old." I said, "Because it'll take you, them, and their children, and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren to pay us out of this debt that Obama has got us in to begin with." That's exactly what I mean. Anybody who votes for Obama is a freaking nut. We have got to get rid of this man. He is destroying America on purpose.
Stacy, well said to the woman with the bumper sticker. That's interesting. I wonder if she went home and took the razor blade and took that off the back. Thanks for the call. So, see, it's passionate people like that that will help Mitt Romney. But what about the people who are not passionate? What about the people who are disenfranchised, don't like Mitt Romney, and just say, "Hey, you know what? I'm not going to vote." That could really sink him. Do the words that he said sink him? Coming up next, we're talking about Obama, the hope and the change with the filmmaker next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product tonic set, memory power, and super male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Could be made. 130 million homes, or maybe even more, could watch a movie called The Hope and Change, a documentary, The Hope and Change by Citizens United. It's going to premiere on HDNet Movies. We have Steve Bannon with us. He is the writer and the director. You might recognize the name. He made the Sarah Palin movie, The Undefeated. Hope and Change, of course, was a big buzz at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Steve, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So pulling this whole thing together, I mean, you've done this before. You're great at that, at documentary style and pulling the pieces together. You showed in the movie, I don't want to tell everybody everything, but you showed in the movie, you know, the spirited, the uplifting, exciting people that were just thrilled that Obama had been elected in 2008, and they were waiting for that hope and change. And then as you go further along, there are a lot of disaffected voters who voted for the prez who aren't so happy anymore. When you were pulling all this together, and it seemed like there was, you know, just a lot of unique people in this, what the subjects or the people that are part of the movie, what was the sense that you got from them? I could feel that on film, but what did you get looking at this from behind the camera?
You know, this took us a year to pull together. Dave Bossi and I had this idea last late summer, early fall, that we wanted to do a film that would really, in the last 100 days of this election, get inside the head of David Axelrod and kind of solve for that part of the equation he had to solve for. And we thought this was going to come down to Democrats and independents who had voted for President Obama, who were giving it a second thought. And so we hired or retained two Democratic strategist, Pat Cadell and Kendra Stewart, to really help us go around to key battleground states, seven states, and the key counties in those states, the most volatile, the ones that, depending on which they go, the state will go. And so we took almost 9 months just to do the focus groups and really looked at a wide range of people that were registered Democrats and independents who leaned Democratic, who had voted for Obama, and really kind of got their life story and where they thought the arc of the country was going. So when people see this, the thing you're blown away by, I think, is that these are all working-class people, middle-class people. They weren't given they're unscripted, it's unrehearsed, and the anxiety, the angst, the trepidation, the fear that comes through from the middle class about where the country is and where we are in this financial crisis, I think really hits people of all political persuasions right in the solar plexus, and they go, wow, these people are very articulate, and they're really channeling, I think, the voice of millions and millions of folks out there.
Yeah. And the themes were some of the obvious themes, right? Like you picked stimulus and, of course, job themes and the things that we hear people talking about. So was it easy to, when you knew you were what you were doing, you were going to the swing states with the West, you just explained what the idea was with the movie. Was it easy to also shrink down what the main topics as far as the news would be? Because you certainly weave that in there.
I just went where the people were talking about. I mean, the reason the film starts off for the first 10 or 12 minutes, and it's only an hour film, people have said, Bannon, we thought you made the Obama campaign film for 2012 because it's so uplifting. Because that's what people remember. I mean, they had a strong, you know, President Obama won by over 9.5 million votes. I mean, he had a tremendous, tremendous connection with the American people at the beginning. And that's what we're trying to show. And the people that voted for him, remember what they said is two things really came out. Number one, he promised to bring the country together. These people believe that the country was very divided in the summer and fall of 2008 and that the country really needed to come together. And he promised to be a uniter, not a divider. The other thing that was very interesting was that he ran, which I think a lot of people forget, and David Axelrod does not want to remind people, he ran as a fiscal conservative.
Yeah.
By that I mean, go out of his way to say, and these people are the ones that brought it up. They kept saying he promised he'd cut the deficit in half. I mean, one of the reasons they had soured on President Bush was two things. They thought the deficits were out of control, and they thought that the $5 trillion in debt was just unacceptable. And President Obama played to that. I mean, and these people remembered it. And they talked about it a lot, that President Obama had said it was irresponsible and unpatriotic for that debt. What has shocked people was the bailouts, about not holding anybody accountable, and about the budget, about President Obama not even seeming like he's on top of it to submit a budget and try to get it passed. These are the things they talk about. And, you know, they don't comport themselves like this. They don't have unlimited check writing ability. They don't have the ability to run up huge debts. They don't believe, no matter what Paul Krugman and a bunch of Keynesian economists say, they just don't believe that the federal government can run up huge trillion-dollar deficits with seeming no accountability on the spending. And quite frankly, every one of them said they couldn't see where any of the stimulus or any of this deficit affected their lives. So that whole issue of this really comes from the voice of the people.
Yeah. And you said, you know, people cracking on you with the 60 minute, that's, you know, it's an hour long. And I mentioned this at the beginning, HDNet, but there are other cable networks that are taking. In fact, it's six cable networks. HDNet is one of them. FamilyNet's another. And you're going to also see this air at local stations.
It's six cable networks and a broadcast network initially. Yeah. We believe that there's going to be a lot more cable networks join this. This is a film that when people see it, the word of mouth has been incredibly strong because folks sit there and go, you know what? Those people are saying what I think. And, you know, they look like me. They act like me. And here's the thing. This movie is not in anger. These people like President Obama. They think he's a terrific family man. They like his family. You know, they respect him, how, you know, where he's come from, given, you know, how he was raised and, you know, bouncing from, you know, father figure to father figure. So it's not that there's any personal animosity in this film. This film really boils down to something I think that's very basic and people can understand. That President Obama wasn't vetted for his qualifications as an executive when he won. People did get swept up in kind of this idea of President Obama. But President Obama has failed in the two things that he promised the country. One, to bring us together. And number two, to focus on the economy and jobs. And these people just basically do not believe he was competent. They think he's proven he's been incompetent, that he doesn't really have a plan for the future, and that, therefore, they're either not going to vote or they're going to vote against him.
Yeah. And so the idea was truly is to feature average people, not the pundits, not so much incendiary stuff like Dinesh D'Souza's movie, which, of course, has struck a nerve. But it's a little bit different than that, isn't it?
Well, I think Dinesh made a movie that goes to the place of the base.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a base movie. I wanted to make a film that, you know, look, I've made 4 Tea Party movies, so I know how to fire up the base. I wanted to do something that I thought would be fun. Listen, when you see this film, and political professionals and media people have seen it and said this, the election runs through the middle of this movie. These people in this film and who they represent, that kind of 5 to 7 million people in battleground states in these key counties, will determine who the next president of the United States is. Which way they come out, these undecideds, which are about 5 to 8% of the electorate. And remember, when we say undecideds, these are people that are not into, these are people that voted for President Obama in 2008. They are undecided about one of two things. A, whether they're going to vote at all. And B, if they do vote, are they going to vote against President Obama? There are no Tea Party people, no Republicans, no conservatives, no libertarians in my film. This is a film of Democrats and independents who voted for Obama. Those people are the only people that can defeat President Obama.
Yeah. And so when you walked away from this and hearing those voices, how'd you feel? What'd you think?
I think the country's in a great crisis. I think the American people, the world, WWE, the pro wrestling we see every night on cable TV, with the political class and the media, are talking around a problem. We have an existential financial crisis in this country that's destroying the middle class, and the middle class understand that. They're looking for leadership. I believe that this campaign is going to be incredibly close. I think it's a lot closer than the polls show. And what I mean by that, I think when you look at these polls, they all are weighted to Democrats, D plus 9, D plus 13, D plus 11. I believe that they go off of models that show turnouts like 2008. I believe that this campaign is going to come down to many Reagan Democrats and blue-collar Democrats who voted for President Obama who are going to stay home and not vote. And I think they're going to be the deciding factor whether Mitt Romney or Barack Obama are the President of the United States. I think it's going to come down to, in some of these states, 5 or 10,000 votes, and it'll be determined by people who didn't show up. So I think that things are going to go down to the wire. I think when you see this, when you see the film, The Hope and the Change, you're going to understand that David Axelrod, they have a tough hill to climb.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it comes down to the nitty-gritty, The Hope and the Change. Steve Bannon, good luck with the flick. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, ma'am.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And nooks and crannies in between. People are still buzzing over Romney's comments and a secret videotape that was released to Mother Jones, and who knows who taped it. Somebody in the well-heeled crowd in Boca Raton, Florida. They waited for the right time to release it. He comes out and says he stands by what he says, but that he would have said it much differently. However, it was taken out of context because the whole thing wasn't played, and it would have played perhaps a little bit differently, and that was it. That was all she wrote. But does it sink his battleship when it comes to people who are undecided, people who feel that Romney is removed from the middle class and has no clue what it's like to be squished in the middle? And there are many pundits who think that this is a way to pound Romney into the ground, and the Democrats are running with it for everything it's worth. Honestly, I don't think it matters. Ultimately, the people who are going to vote for Romney are voting for Romney. It's the people who are going to stay home on both sides of this that could determine some of the narrow races, some of the swing states. That's where it gets tricky. That's where it gets really, really tricky. We're not going to focus just on that. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, including Benjamin Netanyahu, talking about Iran and the fact that Iran has to be stopped. What are you kidding me with Iran? It's interesting because Jesse Ventura, who's been a guest on the show a couple of different times, I happened to see him on Piers Morgan's show, and boy, he was relentless about Iran. If they want to have nukes, they should have nukes. And that, you know, the reason that people, he says the reason people get nukes is so the United States will leave them alone, which was an interesting take. Netanyahu has to protect the booty of Israel and is not happy with the Obama response. And apparently that's very, very true. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. And here's what Netanyahu had to say.
I just think that it's important to communicate to Iran that there is a line that they won't cross. I think a red line in this case works to reduce the chances of the need for military action, because once the Iranians understand that there's a line that they can't cross, they're not likely to cross it. Iran is guided by a leadership with an unbelievable fanaticism. It's the same fanaticism that you see storming your embassies today. You want these fanatics to have nuclear weapons? I'm not going to be drawn into the American election. And what's guiding my statements is not the American political calendar, but the Iranian nuclear calendar. I think the people who say this have set a new standard for human stupidity. We have to stop them.
All right, I'm going to agree with Netanyahu. You have to stop him. Ahmadinejad is a nutball. He is a fanatic. And I don't, frankly, want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. If for no other reason, then I think he is just the guy who could cause some kind of massive disaster as a result of that. I don't think Ahmadinejad needs to have a nuke or the anointed one, the holy one, the Ayatollah, the whatever. I'm gonna agree with him there. Notice how he steps away from American politics, knowing it's very tricky when you jump in and weigh in on Iran. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
The flub on.
Yeah, his flub. His flub was that he was speaking, it wasn't really a flub, because he was speaking to a group of very wealthy, in fact, filthy rich. Boca Raton is the playground for the filthy, filthy rich people. I mean, meaning they just have, you know, 75 million plus. And it was music to their ears what he was talking about. Hey, all these people not paying taxes, this blah, 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 blah. And will that ultimately come back and bite him? Will people that might have voted for Romney hear that and say, well, wait a second, I'm never going to have 78 million, even if I try as hard as I can. So this guy just can't represent me, even if I don't like Obama. So will that happen or not?
Well, it just shows he don't care about the common man. You know?
Yeah. Millionaires. Yeah, how many people will take it that way? As, hey, he doesn't care about that. It's just about the wealthy people.
He's been that many times. He don't care about the poor people. And he likes to fire people and stuff like that. So I think he's not by cookie dudes.
So you think that, yeah. You think that's it. There's no way. Anybody who might have just decided, yeah, I don't really want to vote for Obama, there's no way they vote for Romney now.
He thinks, you know, 47. And the people's on welfare and government hands out and all that stuff. Part of that promise was him shipping jobs overseas. So.
Yeah, it's a tricky line, no doubt. Rick, sorry you didn't win, by the way, nail the score. But it's a tricky line. So Rick is the example of, he says, yeah, listen, he's just shown his cards. He only cares about the rich people. That's what he was saying in Boca Raton. And it's pumped out there now. So anybody who is smart enough listens to that will take it in and say, yeah, I was kind of liking Mitt Romney. I liked the fact that he had that business background. He was the governor of a very Democratic state. He won election. He was the governor in Massachusetts, and goes, you know, they could go through a whole bunch of mental gymnastics as to why they could justify voting for him if they're a lifelong Democrat or independent or whatever. But does this, as Rick said, to use his words, cook his goose, or nah, not really? See, I think maybe in a very small window of people, but the people that are voting for him are voting for him. The people who were sort of leaning toward Romney, I don't know that this is enough that they pushes him in a different direction. Because this election is definitely about the economy. It's a referendum on the economy, on jobs, on where we are. You can't help it, but there's a little bit of being selfish in all of this. Do you care that your neighbors are doing well? Probably. Maybe you'd like to see everybody be okay in the neighborhood. Maybe. But it starts with your house. Whether you're single, married, have a bunch of kids, whatever your circumstances are, if you, unless you have a lot of money and you're trying, you're just trying to keep pulling yourself up. I call it, you're a bootstrapper. You're pulling yourself up one rung at a time, one rung at a time, one rung at a time. And it might be very disillusioning to hear those comments off the cuff or not by Romney, because you liked him and you're doing the one step at a time thing. But then it goes back to almost use that same analogy. It goes back to, it's all about what's in your wallet. So even if you hear that little snippet of him, if you think that he's going to put more money in your wallet and you can pay your bills and you pay your taxes, you might lean that way. You might lean that way, especially when we look at health care, where it's very vague, some of the things that are about to kick in with health care. There's confusion on what that's going to cost some small businesses, or if they're even going to offer health care anymore. And is it going to be available, and is it going to be affordable? Just because it's going to be deemed affordable, is it affordable? What's affordable health care? You know, what is affordable health care? Tell you, we couldn't live in more interesting times. Thanks to Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you name it, whatever gazillion social media websites you subscribe to, everything is everywhere instantaneous. There's no wait time. There's no wait time. So there was no wait time getting the Romney video out. I don't think it really will sink him, however. I think it may pinch him, but does not sink him, as too many people are not happy with cash for clunkers, stimulus, bailouts. And yeah, you could look to the president before, but we were talking $5 trillion, not $16 trillion. That's a very tough number for people to, one, understand, and two, to swallow. It's just not resonating. It's an outrageous number is what it is. And is this ultimately the thing that is too hard to overcome? Too hard to overcome. All right, you know what a space nut I am. I got to squeeze this in here before we hop over to the final couple of turns. The Endeavor shuttle, you know the Endeavor. A rain delay for the Endeavor, and it's supposed to make its last flight. It's going to California. It was scheduled to take off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a 747 on Monday. It's a three-day jaunt. They'll deliver it to the California Space Center, but there were horrific storms over the Gulf, so they can't have that. Can you imagine a shuttle and a plane going down? Oh! How many millions and millions of dollars? And the Endeavor was really the little kid of the shuttle fleet. It was a replacement for the Challenger. It made 25 flights into space between 92 and 2011. It's going to be in an L.A. museum. Very cool. I say I'm going to go to the Intrepid, which is the big aircraft carrier in New York. If you go there, go to the Intrepid because you will see the coolest planes ever. I'm serious. And you don't even have to be into the whole plane thing. You go there, you see the Concorde. You see all kinds of planes from World War I, II, submarine. It's neat. And now they've got a shuttle there, too. Can you imagine? Woo! Ride on the shuttle. At least get inside the shuttle anyway.
Have you
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Across America with the snail mail. Man, this may be the biggest day of mail that I have ever gotten in a short time period. The story that broke about Mitt Romney really, really ruffled a few feathers in this audience. So, without further ado, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. Joe in Vermont, that's where we start. Joe says, Kate, no. Boy, oh boy. Mitt Romney being taped. What kind of scumbag, oh, there's that word, tapes Romney at a private fundraiser? Are there no sacred cows? Secretly recording him, you know, it was just some crazy journalist who got in there, some leftists, and taped him and waited for the right time to release the tape. Oh, I'd love to know who released the tape, just out of curiosity. I don't know that it was some journalist, someone with an axe to grind. Who knows? But here's the thing. I think he was saying what he was thinking without a doubt. He was saying that people have to take responsibility for their life, and we're not about helping people take... We're about, you know, helping people take more responsibility and becoming employed, not having them on the dole, pretty much. He was in Costa Mesa, California, Romney was, and he stopped and he talked about the comments. I mean, they must have a hotline that they just call up, like, Romney and say, okay, here we go. We got to strategize right now because the reporters are going to start asking you this question. They're going to ask you this private fundraiser in Boca Raton, and whether or not you believe what you said when you told the audience that people who believe they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, that it's an entitlement program, blah, 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 blah. And the rest is history. The barn door is way open. But I think he was just being himself. I think he's being real this time around. Absolutely. He's being real in answering the questions. However, does it answer your questions to whether or not he should be the guy? So we move from Joe in Vermont to Hazel. Boy, that's a new one. Hazel in Florida. Hazel says, boy, Romney really threw himself in the shark tank, Kate, when he stuck up for the richest of the rich. I actually was thinking of voting for him. Now, no way can I. I'm not one of the 47 he was referring to, but I know people who have gotten into trouble and from time to time have had to be in that situation for a small window until they found something else that they could do once their job had stopped. Whose fault is that? Yeah, I think it's going to be a split deal here. Dano, America Tonight, you rock. Mitt Romney does not. He can shove it up you know where with his comments about the 47% of the people. Let me tell you, I worked my entire life for one company, a trucking company that'll go unnamed. They unceremoniously dumped me and pretty much everyone else. I could not find another job. I could not find another job, and I paid into the government my entire life. So I'm not entitled to anything? Give me a break with your numbers, Romney. Maybe Bill Clinton was right. The arithmetic just doesn't add up. Ooh, not happy. Here's one from Romneyite, who says, as you can tell by my nickname, I really like Mitt Romney, Kate. I don't understand why people are bagging on him. Oh, I'm sorry. He has 5 kids, is true to his wife, who, by the way, suffered through 2 diseases, and supports his family. What's wrong with that? Isn't that the American dream a lot of people would salivate over? They would give almost an arm for? I think people need to take a look at Mitt and look much harder than they have been. A lot of people thrown in here. All right, to be sure, there weren't most of the mail centered around Romney and the comments, but not all of the mail was about that. Some of it was about a few other things, including this one from Reed, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for a couple of months, and I have to say that I enjoy all the information, sometimes the points of view, and the people who call crack me up. The situation with Romney shows his true colors. I don't really hate Romney, but I don't really like him either. He's okay. So we're going to trade a good president for an okay president? I don't think so. I don't think so. Wow, so really mixed group here. A mixed group. You can throw in your 2 cents, too, on this, by the way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. talking a little Mitt Romney with some egg on his face today, and he would be the first to say that he wished he hadn't said it that way and could take it back. But how much does it hurt him in the election? Really? Come on, people. What do you think? How much do you think? Handicap it for me. How much do you think this hurts Mitt Romney? Wrong show. I think it hurts him only as much as he thinks it hurts him. I believe there will be some discussion on it. And if this had happened a couple of days before Election Day, maybe it'll be a little more weary. But I think a lot of minds are made up. And it's just a formality or a symbolic thing now for some people. But swing states supposedly are in play. Supposedly. This one from Munster Mash, who says, "Yo, Delaney, what's going on with these college campuses? Yet another one with a bomb threat. How many does that make? How crazy is this? Don't they realize what they're doing, scaring the bejesus out of these poor kids at school?" Yeah, here we go again. You had this happen in Texas. You had it happen, in New Jersey. Now you have another one. We had thousands of students, professors, all that from LSU is big, from Louisiana State. They had to clear out, and they were sending text messages all over the place. And it was posted on the campus websites, and a bomb threat's been reported, all that stuff, and to quickly get out. I mean, the good news is it's kind of like a fire drill. The bad news is it disrupts the day, and it scares everybody. So what is going on? Is it just a random deal here that bomb threats are being called in, or is there something more to this? LSU is big, 30,000 students. So you had University of Texas in Austin. There was something in New Jersey. I want to say it was at Rutgers. You have North Dakota State in Fargo. And UT in Texas and North Dakota, they got those threats on Friday. So here's Monday. They didn't find anything at any of the universities, but how could you not take it seriously at this point? It would be too risky not to take it seriously and could endanger just way too many lives. If I'm running a school, whether I like it or not, I can't take the chance that it isn't real, and I haven't done anything. Of course, you have to let it spread and talk to people. And oh, by the way, here's one from Lee who says, "Kate, notice that the Chicago teacher strike has not ended. Boy, a lot of people prematurely called it the end to the strike. I noticed that you hadn't done that. One of your guests did, but he was wrong, and he was in Illinois. He's not the only one. Everybody got it wrong. The teachers so far are not approving the union contract. More bloativators running around making a lot of money, and who pays the price?" Remember,
boy,
you can always...
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.